April 7th evening, Sherman and Didi.
In that work, but that work is liberation.
不仅这个活动本身哈没有呢物质的哈果报的报应啊，而且呢它能够呢啊给予呢哈真正的智慧。
Then he said, work must be done for the satisfaction of Vishnu. Otherwise, anything that we do binds one to the material world.
What's the message for?
Huh?
Work
must be done for the satisfaction of Vishnu or Krishna.
他说呢活动的话呢一定要为了满足呢主 Vishnu 或 Krishna 而做，不然的话呢这个活动本身呢将我们捆绑。
Otherwise, work binds one to the material world.
也就是说不要将我们呢捆绑在呢这个物质世界上。
Therefore, perform your work for his satisfaction and thus remain free from bondage.
所以呢为了呢主的这个呢这个满意而从事活动，因此的话呢我们能够呢脱出这个捆绑。
Bondage means those threefold miseries that we discussed this morning.
那么这个捆绑呢也包括呢我们今天早上提到的三重苦三重苦。
And also the repeated cycle of birth and death.
也包括呢这个呢这个不中断的这个生死轮回。
And then Krishna told Arjuna that in the beginning of creation, I sent forth men and demigods and blessed everybody by saying.
Sent forth means.
I created. I put them in the world.
他说呢在创造之时的话呢我创造了呢人类和放生人。
And I told everybody, be thou happy by this sacrifice, because its performance will bestow upon you all desirable things.
他说呢愿你们在祭祀中得到呢你们欲求的这个结果这个就是得到你们的想要的东西。
When you satisfy the demigods, then they will bestow all the natural gifts to you.
那么当一个人去呢就是说呢取悦半神人之后呢半神人可以赐予呢一切呢物质自然内的这个礼物啊。
And all the 33 million demigods or billion demigods are satisfied when I'm pleased.
也就是说呢当我呢取悦之后呢那么这三千万个半神人的话呢都自然得到取悦。
Then he starts talking about prasadam.
其次呢这个下一章节的话呢他这个四节他提到了 prasadam.
He said, devotees of the Lord are released from all sins because they only eat foods that are first offered in sacrifice.
他说呢奉献者为什么能够满就是免除呢所有罪孽，是因为他们呢去荣耀呢在祭祀中呢这个祭鱼啊 prasadam.
And one who eats foods that haven't been offered in sacrifice are verily eating only sin, truly eating only sin.
他说任何一个人如果他吃的食物的话不经供奉了那么他所吃下去的吞食下去呢只是罪孽。
When I was younger, and I used to distribute Prabhupada's books in America, we used to sneak into the different stores and hurry up and distribute as many books as we can and then come out and go to the next store.
那么在早先就是香麦弟弟的话年轻的时候经常的去到不同的那个商店里面就溜进去的派书啊派那些传单啊。
So sometimes I'd go to the frozen foods part where they have all the frozen meats and the bacon and all those horrible things.
有时候呢去到一些呢就是冰冻区啊就是那些冻肉就那肉肉食类的熟食冰冻的区就是呢去那里。
And I'd say hi.I was supposed to give these books out to the 50 nicest people here at the sin shelf today. 50 nicest people at the sin shelf today. They wouldn't know what I was talking about.
What do you mean?
Like sin shelf? You know, like
the
shelf
full
of
sin.
It's a shelf of meat, so it's a sin shelf.
Yeah, because Krishna says anybody who eats foods that are not offered in sacrifice is verily eating only sin, but especially meat.
Yeah.
So I'd say, hi, we're supposed to give out these 50 of these books to the nicest people at the sin shelf today.
他说呢现在呢我要把这50本书他有时候拿一下子拿50本书给那些就是说呢在呢浏览在呢罪恶陈列时就是那些卖肉地方那些人呢走过那些人呢给他们拍。
So they wouldn't know what I was talking about, but they were happy to take the book.
所以呢那些人呢不知道我在说什么但是呢他们很高兴借了些书过去。
So Krishna is concluding that one who serves Krishna and all of his activities are a sacrifice to Krishna or Vishnu, then that person attains the supreme.
那么这里面讲的哈，如果一个人的活动的话呢，是为了服务 Krishna， 或者说呢哈，对 Krishna 做出的这个祭祀，然后那么呢，他呢哈，就是说呢，all these activities will be
as a sacrifice to Krishna.、嗯Then that person attains the supreme.
那么这个人哈，能够藉由这种活动呢哈，能得到达到哈自真达自尊啊。
And that goes for the mind also.
那么这呢哈，也呢会影响我们的心意啊。
Krishna has a lot of verses about the mind in the Bhagavad Gita.
那么关于呢哈心意的话呢哈，思想那一块啊，那么呢 Krishna 在《薄伽梵歌》有很多细节涉及到这一块。
Like later on, he tells Arjuna, one for whom no one is put into anxiety.And who is a friend of all beings, he's very dear to me.
嗯，那么稍后的哈就讲到了，会想讲到哈，任何一个人哈心意不受骚扰，哦，也是众生良友的人哈，他呢哈对于我来说呢哈是跟我的哈是我非常钟爱的。
And one who has no false sense of proprietorship, which is also a mental thing, he's very dear to me.
他也讲到了哈，没有那种自我的拥有感哈，就说呢这东西属于我的啊。那么这个人的话呢，我也是非常钟爱的，这也是讲到呢心意层面的啊。
Even Krishna himself sets the proper example for working for the right cause.
那么甚至 Krishna 本人的话呢哈，也做出了一个榜样哈，就是呢为了恰当的用合法的哈手段呢去呢哈工作。
He said even I am engaged in work.
他甚至是我本人哈也从事于活动。
Although I have nothing to do in this world, even I am engaged in work.
他说尽管呢我在这个世界上的哈。无事可做，我也从事于活动。
Because whatever a great man does, common men follow in his footsteps.
哦，一个呢哈，伟大人物的哈，他的行为的话呢哈，就是说众人哈起而效仿。
And whatever example he sets, the whole world pursues.
哦，不论他有什么样的榜样哈，整个世界呢哈都是呢尾随他。
He said, "There's no work prescribed for me in all the planets, but still I'm engaged in work."
他说呢哈，在这三个世界哈之中的话呢哈，并没有我的固定职责，但是呢，我依然从事于活动。
I'm acting as a perfect kshatriya.
我哈作为一个完美的哈萨帝利哈武士阶层呢而活动。
And he said, "If I fail to engage in my duty, then the whole world would perish."
他说呢哈，如果呢我不能够哈恰当的从事活动的话呢，那么整个世界呢哈都遭到啊就遭毁了。
So he said, he concludes that just as ignorant people engage in working for fruit of results.
那么就像一个愚蠢的人哈，会为了呢这个呢活动的哈结果本身而奔忙。
So the, and this is a verse telling us to preach.
这也是我们哈传教的一个细节。
So just as the ignorant are engaged in work, based on fruit of desires.
也就是说哈，一个呢哈没有智慧的人的话呢，他会呢从事于呢哦基于结果的这种活动。
The intelligent should also act for the sake of leading the people on the right path.
哦，一个呢哈有智慧的人的话呢哈，也应该在正确的途径上哈行走，以呢哈引导众生。
So this is an order to us all from God.
实际上这是呢神给我们的一个训令之一。
Then he said, "Don't disturb the minds of the ignorant."
因此呢，他这里面一个细节讲到了很重要一个细节，讲到不要去骚扰。
By telling them not to do what they're doing.
啊，一些呢哈，就是说呢一些。哦，没有智慧的人呢、啊，不心意哈、啊，不要告诉他们不要工作哈、啊，不要做事啊。
Don't just tell them to stop.
不要让他们哈、啊、就停止。
But engage them in works of devotion.
而是让他们从事于哈、啊、奉爱活动。
And then they'll gradually develop their Krishna consciousness.
那么逐步的话呢哈，他们会发展他们的 Krishna 视觉。
Once in England, about 10 years ago, some of the devotees were selling.Shirts that had Gurudev's picture on it.
那么有一次的话呢哈，就是在英国的时候呢，有一个奉献者哈，就在那个汗衫上哈印了 Gurudev 的这个照片呢哈，就卖这种衣服。
And I was criticizing that.
那么我看到的话，我就有点批评了哈，颇有微词了哈。
Because I had learned from Prabhupada and Gurudev that you know the picture of the Guru of the pure devotee is not different from him.So you can't just make a shirt and then squash it and throw it in the washing machine or iron it, huh?
Different places, also dirty.
Yeah, different dirty places.
那么呢，因为我从 Guru Dev 和帕帕德还有从经典里面知道哈，就是说呢，一个灵性导师的啊，我们说照片和我们法相一样啊，法相的话呢，它实际上跟本人没有分别的。 不能够的话就扔啊脏啊脏兮兮的地方哈、啊，到处扔啊，哦、啊、放在洗衣机里面搅了、啊、哈、啊、等等。
And when Gurudev heard that I was criticizing, he called me into his room and chastised me.
那么当 Gurudev 呢哈知道呢我对这个事情哈、啊、就批评了哈、啊、持批评态度了，那么他把我单独叫到呢他的屋子里面哈、啊、就是说。责怪我哦。
And in doing so, he quoted this verse.
那么他说这个这件事情，针对这件事情，他就引述了这个事件。
He said, "You think that by stopping them, they'll just come up to Krishna consciousness, but actually they'll go down."
他说呢，你以为你阻止他们这个行为，他们就能往上升吗？实际上他们要往下掉的。
This is all they could think of doing, at this time in their Krishna consciousness, so that they could pay for my trip to come to the Harikatha festival.
Pay for them their trip.
That they were making the money to pay for Gurudev to come.
哦，他说呢，这是他们这个层面能做的事情。啊、这样子他们能够资助啊，哦、一些比如说 Gurudev 啊去传教哈、啊，他们能掏一些钱的、啊、哈资助啊，他们能做只能做这些东西。啊、
so I didn't try to encourage them in a positive way. I just criticized.
所以呢，我不能够呢哈，在一个积极的层面呢哈去鼓励他们，而相反的哈就是批评他们。
And then he said something from another angle that criticized me.
那么他从另外一个角度来哈，就是说呢，切入这个问题了哈，来呢，就是说呢，批判啊，我。
He said, "I never see what kind of clothes anybody's wearing."
他说呢，我从来没有看到一个人啊，这个人穿什么衣服，我没看这个。
I only see how much bhakti, does this person have?And I fill in whatever they're missing.
那么我只是看到哈，这个人心中有多少奉爱哈，他没有满的地方哈，没有就是说呢，缺的地方的话，我给他补上。也就是Gurudev不看他这个表面哈，他穿什么衣服啊哈，里面印什么图案。
So that was a very good lesson for me.
所以这个对我来说是一个很好的功课，就是他亲身经历的一个。
So he said everybody's engaged, in activities according to their modes of nature. So what can repression accomplish? Better to engage them according to their nature in works of devotion.
Better to engage them.
Engage them according to their nature in works of devotion.
也就是说呢哈，一个人呢哈，他的活动总归要依据他的自然形态的，所以最好我们能够呢哈，依据他们的形态的话呢哈，让他们从事于相关的这个活动，奉爱活动。
And then Arjun asks a very interesting question.
So Arjuna 在这里呢，问了一个很有趣的一个问题。
He said, "How come people do things, even though they may not even want to do it, as if impelled by some kind of outer force?"
那么这里面Arjuna问了一个问题啊，为什么一个人会呢？哈，身不由己呢？他本来不想做这个事情哈，为什么会呢？哈，好像呢，被外在的力量哈夹持着哈去做了一些事。
So Krishna answered by the verse that I quoted this morning.
那么 Krishna 的回答的话呢，是我早上提过的一个诗节。
Kama esha krodha esha rajaguna samudbhava mahasanam mahapapam vidhyena ihavarinam. It is lust alone, Arjuna.
他说呢，是色欲本身啊， Arjuna.
Which is born of the motive passion.
哦，他出于。
And later on transformed into anger.
它产生于呢，这个呢，激情形态，最后呢，转化为呢，愤怒。
Because lust always turns into anger, because it's never fully satisfied.
因为色欲呢，最终的话呢，总会呢，转向了愤怒啊，因为它永远不会满足。
Which burns like fire.And which is the all-devouring sinful enemy of the world.
他说呢哈，这个色欲的话呢哈，就像呢哈熊熊烈火一样哈，这是吞噬这个世界的哈这个呢敌人。
Again, it doesn't only mean lust for sex life.
那么这里面我们中午早上也提到了，这个色欲的话不是狭义的这个性生活而已。
It may also mean lust for power, lust for food.
对于呢哈食物的贪恋呐，对于呢权力的贪恋等等。
So many different kinds
of
greedy attachment.
一种呢哈贪婪的这种依附啊。
And it all leads to anger because, just like fire, the more fuel you put on fire, instead of the fire getting happy, well, thanks a lot for feeding me, it gets even more raging.
所以呢哈，就像那火一样哈，如果那火啊，你往里面浇油的话呢哈，它不是说感到快乐哈，感谢你哈。而是呢哈，它越来越大啊，越来越那个势头还越来越大。
So the more we try to satisfy our lust, the less satisfied it becomes.
所以的话呢，我们越倾向于去啊满足我们的色欲的话呢，他就越不满足。
So then, he's comparing the lust in three different levels.
这里面讲到了哈三种色欲的状态。
He said, just like a fire, it's not the same fire analogy, it's a little different. Just like fire is covered by smoke.
啊，就像呢哈，烟呐、啊，如烟蔽火啊，就是烟呐、啊，覆盖这个火啊。
Or just like a mirror is covered by dust, or just like an embryo is covered by the womb.
哦，就像呢哈，如尘蒙镜哈，就像灰尘呢哈，覆盖着镜子。还有呢哈，像呢这个哈，embryo means the
embryo, the womb.
啊、哦，子宫呢哈，覆盖着这个胎儿。
So the living entity is covered by varying degrees of lust.
那么所以呢，他说呢哈，不同的生物体的话呢哈，都受到不同程度的色欲的覆盖，啊、嗯，都有。
So like the vegetables, they're like compared with the baby in the womb, because they're like totally covered. They're our brothers and sisters, but they're totally covered.
就像那植物一样哈，蔬菜啊，它实际上也是我们的兄弟姐妹哈，但是呢，它是像呢哈，就是呢，子宫里面哈，这个覆盖的胎儿一样哈，完全被覆盖。
So it's nice when we're chanting everywhere to remember that all the trees and the little ants are all our brothers and sisters, and we can chant to them to help them.
所以呢，当我们唱诵的时候的话呢，哈，就像那些植物啊，哈，动物啊，小蚂蚁等等的话呢，实际上他们也是我们的兄弟姐妹哈。只是呢，我们唱诵的时候呢，给他们的这个呢好处的话呢，哦，能够帮助他们来生呢。
And a mirror covered by dust is a little less covered, so that's the animals.
那么如尘蒙镜哈，就说呢，这是较为少的一种覆盖程度了。那么就像哈动物哦。
So we can also chant to all the animals that we see.
所以呢，当我们看到动物的时候呢，哈，也可以让他对他们唱诵。
And this is the greatest welfare to every living entity.
实际上呢，这是哈对于所有生物体来说呢，哈是最大的福利工作。
And then, fire covered by smoke is still less covered, and that's like the human being.
那么呢，哈，这个呢，如烟蔽火，哈，就是说呢，像烟呢，哈，盖住火一样。那么呢，这是最少的一种覆盖程度了，啊，像人一样。
So Krishna concludes that thus the living entity's consciousness is covered by different degrees of lust.
嗯，那么这里面哈 ，Krishna 解释到哈，这个众生呢，知觉的话呢，受到不同程度色欲的覆盖。
Which is never satisfied and which burns like fire.
哦，永不满足哈，而且呢哈，就是说呢，像哈烈火一样哈燃烧。
And he said it's your duty, Arjuna, to curb this enemy. We're looking like.Who's my friend and who's my enemy? But the enemy is lust.
所以的话呢哈，这里想的哈，要去遏制这个敌人哈，因为我们总是在寻找我们的敌人和我们的朋友。
And another time, when Prabhupada was talking about the sixth chapter of Bhagavad Gita, he said.
然后帕帕德在解释呢哈，这个《薄伽梵歌》第六章的时候。
That everybody is looking. Who is my friend? Is she my friend? Is she? Is he my friend? And who is my enemy? Is he my enemy? Is he? Is he?
那么他解释了哈，就讲到了哈，每个人都在寻找哈，哦，你是我的朋友吗？哈，哦，你是我的敌人吗？哈，在寻找他的朋友和敌人。
So Prabhupada said you don't know that they're both sitting within you, the mind.
那么帕帕德呢讲了哈，你不知道哈，这个朋友和敌人都在你里面哈，就是在你的心意里面呢。
The mind is the best friend of the living entity and the greatest enemy as well.
所以这里面讲到心意的话呢，哈，既是哈最好的朋友，也是最糟糕的敌人。
So he said the ultimate duty is to conquer the insatiable enemy known as lust.
所以他说的哈，这个最终的话呢，哈，要克服呢，哈，这个呢，哦，难以征服的哈，这个敌人呢，哈，色欲。
In the Bhagavatam, there's a story of a very lusty prostitute.
那么在《薄伽瓦唐》里面有一个呢，哈。非常的哈色欲色心很重的哈一个呢妓女。
Her name was Pingala.
那么她的名字叫 Pingala。
And her history is given in the 11th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam.
那么她的历史她的故事的话呢哈在圣典薄伽瓦唐第十一篇里面讲到。
And Gurudev is fond of telling her history.
那么 Gurudev 哈经常喜欢呢提起的哈这个妓女的哈这个故事。
She used to spend all night hanging out outside of her house.Waiting, is this man gonna come? Is this man gonna come?
那么这妓女呢哈，经常在她屋子外面哈，在那里哈游游荡荡哈，想着哦，这个男的会不会过来呢哈？那个男的会不会过来
？Unfortunately, one day, a very great saintly person came to visit her, and he was staying in her house that night.
那么的话很幸运的话，这个妓女有天呢有个哈圣人的话呢哈来拜访她的时候呢，刚好她那天的话还在屋里面待着。
And as that night no man was coming.
那天晚上呢也没有哦，就是。
And she was doing all the postures and everything, but still no man was coming.
那天晚上呢哈，就说尽管她花枝招展哈，打扮的哈搔首弄姿，但是呢没有一个客人，没有一个呢哈男的过来。
So by the effect of that sandy person just sitting in her house,
那么只是哈这个圣人呢在她屋子里面待了啊。
She began to get all kinds of thoughts, interesting thoughts coming in her mind.
哦，她呢脑子里面呢哈就有了不同的哈这个想法出来了。
She thought, "What am I wasting my life on? These men who are just a bunch of hair and pus and stool and skin."
她说呢，我难道我哈就这样子浪费哈，就是浪费我一生哈，啊，就是说呢，花在这些哈，就是说呢，这些男人身上哈，他们不过是一些哈屎尿啊，就是说呢，一些呢，一些哦，就是躯体哈构成的一个呢，一个臭皮囊哦。
Such men are pitied by the pitiable.And I'm hanging around here just to satisfy my lusty senses with them.
他说这些男人也是哈可怜中的可怜人哈，就是说可怜人中的可怜人了。哦，为什么我要呢哈这样子呢？哦，跟他们在一起哈，满足我的色欲呢
？And I've neglected my relationship with the Supreme Personality Godhead, who can give me liberation from birth and death, old age and disease.
而我忽略了哈我跟那哈神的关系哈，而他呢才能真正的哈让我呢解脱哈生死轮回的。
So she remembered the old phrase, "Failure is the pillar of success."
哦，她所以她记起了哈这个呢哈老话了哈，说呢哦失败呢是成功哦成功的哈支柱了啊，支柱了。
So she took her failure, so-called failure that night, as a great success for spiritual understanding.
所以她把她自己人生的失败哈，看在那一晚上的哈有所觉悟了哈，人生的失败呢。看作呢哈，他自己灵性觉悟的哦一个支柱了。
And she very happily went back into her house and lied down and peacefully went to sleep.
最后呢哈，他回到屋子里面哈，就心平气和呢躺下来哈休息了。
And it was all the mercy of that saintly person.
那么这也是哈，藉由那个圣人哈这个拜访的话呢，哦给予他的仁慈了。
So now we're coming to the fourth chapter of the Bhagavad Gita.
现在我们讲哈这个《薄伽梵歌》哈第四章的一些细节。
And Krishna told Arjuna.That the same message that I'm telling you now.
那么这里面的话 ，Krishna 对阿朱娜说了哈，他说呢，我给你的同样的这个信息。
I originally told the same thing I'm telling you to the sun god, millions and millions of years ago.
也是我数百万年前哈给予呢太阳神的知识啊，这个信息。
And he told it to his son Manu, the father of mankind.
而他呢哈把这门知识的话呢传授给他的儿子哈 Manu 啊，人类的始祖。
Who is one of the original emperors of the whole universe?
那么他被称为呢哈这个呢整个宇宙的哈这个一个哈就是说呢啊帝王了。
And he told it to his son Ikshaku, who is one of the first kings of this world.
那么他呢哈这个曼努的话呢将这门知识又传授给他的哈这个儿子呢伊斯巴库哈被称为哈这个地球上的一个国王。
And in this way, the science of bhakti is being passed down in the parampara system.
所以呢，以这种方式的话呢，哈，这个呢，奉爱的这个哈传承的话呢，以使徒传系的方式哈传递下来啊，这知识。
But Arjuna said, "But hey, wait a minute, you're the same age as me.
那么
How can I understand that you told this to the sun god millions of years ago?"
那么阿朱呢就说了哈，你跟我是同龄的哈，我怎么能明白哈你曾经给啊太阳神传授过这种知识呢
？So Krishna said, "Many, many births both you and I have had, but only I remember it and you don't."
所以这里面啊 ，Krishna 就说了哈，他说呢，很多生世哈，我们两者都经历过，但是呢，我都记得哈，而你呢，忘记了。
So this actually, I come in every age and every millennium.
他说呢哈，实际上我在每个年代哈，每一个呢，年代的话呢哈，都到来。
Every so many millions of years I come.
就是说，在几百万年里面哈，我都会来一次的。
Every so many thousands of years I come.
或是呢哈，几千年里面哈，按着年代走的哦。
Whenever there's a discrepancy in religion and a predominant rise in religion and irreligion, at that time I come.
所以呢，这里面讲到的哈，它显现的一个原因之一哈，就是说呢，每当哈宗教衰落、反宗教盛行的时候呢，我将会降临。
With the assistance of my internal potency, I come to Deliver the pious and destroy the evil.
那么的话，由我的哈这个内在的哈这个同内在能量哈这个同油啊，这个协助下的话呢，我来哈拯救呢虔信者，而呢铲除哈邪恶。
So now, in the course of time, the science as it is appears to be lost, and therefore I'm telling it to you again.
他说呢哈，因为呢时间哈流逝了，哦这个传承呢哈中断，所以的话呢，我哈将再次呢哈将你向你的哈宣说这门知识。
Only because you're my friend and my devotee.Therefore, I'm telling you this great science of bhakti. Only you can understand it.
因为你是我的好朋友，也是我的奉献者，因此的话呢，我将这门知识哈传授于你。
And those who are envious of me, who are not my devotees, I hurl them into lower species of life, so they can never understand me.
而那些哈心怀嫉妒我哈，并且呢哈不会从事于奉爱服务的人的话呢，我将他们哈投入呢 hellish condition。投入哈低哦低种低等的族群哈，他们永远不会明白。
So why is Krishna establishing his supremacy here, supremacy over all the worlds?
所以为什么在这一章节里面呢 ，Krishna 确立他的自尊性呢？就是在呢哈所有呢世界之上啊，所有东西之上。
Without having faith in the greatness of somebody, it's very hard to surrender to them.
因为呢一个人哈，如果呢对一个人的伟大哈这一面的话呢没有了解哈，他很难皈依这个人。
Otherwise, we're like, what is it? Somebody trying to take shelter of a stone boat. Who's going to go onto a stone boat?
谁会上一个石头做成的船呢
？Boat made of stone.
就是说一个船哈是石头做的。
Or who's going to hold on to the tail of a dog, who's trying to swim across the ocean?
或是呢哈，抓住一个狗尾巴哈，想游过这个大海。
The dog can paddle a little bit, but there's no question of even swimming across a river.
哦，那么狗呢？当然哈，狗爬可以的哈，就是游一会儿哈。但是呢，可能游过一条河都很困难，有时候哈，更何况是一个大海。
So it's important to understand how great somebody is.
所以呢，要明白一个人的。
In all respects.
哦，从各个方面你要去了解这个人哈，有没有够伟，就是他伟大的那一面，你才能够你可能去托庇他的。
And that's why Krishna is establishing his greatness with us through Arjuna.So that we can surrender.
所以的话，为什么哈，在这些章节里面呢 ，Krishna 向 Arjuna 的话呢，揭示他的神性的伟大哦那一面。所以呢，这样子呢，我们呢才能够去皈依他的。
And there are so many histories in the Bhagavatam when he did appear for that purpose.
那么在《薄伽瓦堂》里面有很多历史哈，就是呢也讲到了哈，他也是因为这些原因哈，他这里面讲的这些原因而显现的。
Like once, the earth got off its course because some demons.Were mining gold, and it upset the circumference of the earth, you know, inside, the inside, and then the earth went off its course and fell into the ocean at the bottom of the universe.
那么这里面哈，《薄伽瓦堂》里面讲了一段历史，讲到的哈，是因为恶魔啊，哦，他去掏那个金矿啊，挖掘那些矿啊，金矿，然后那么印到整个呢哈地球的话呢，它的轨道哈偏离了，掉到了呢这个宇宙哈这个底部了。
So all the demigods of universal affairs were very upset, and they approached the chief demigod Brahma.
所以呢，傍神人的话呢，哈，就管理呢这个御神呢，哈，管理这个物质宇宙的御神的话呢，傍神人的话就说呢，感到呢很担忧了哈，去呢，就是说呢，请求呢哈这个主 Brahma.
So Brahma began to think very deeply. How can I save the earth?
那 Brahma 的话就深思了哈一阵的哈，怎么样拯救哈这个地球
？Very deeply thinking.
非常深的一种思考。
And all of a sudden, from his nostril, a little boar, like a wild pig, that was the size of a thumb, flew out of his nostril.
那么在这个时候的话呢，一个像野猪一样哈，这个形象的哈，这个小开始很小的，从他鼻孔里面哈就出来了，冒出来了。
And it flew way up into the outer space.And then it became a giant boar as big as the universe.
那么这个哈，这个猪啊，一开始从那鼻尖里面出去哈，很快的哈就扩展哈，很大很大，跟一个宇宙那么大。
And then from way up into the sky, and all the demigods were feeling themselves becoming purified.
那么整个哈，在天上哈，这些傍神人哈，这些御神呢，都觉得哈，看到这个形象，都觉得很受净化。虽然是一头野猪哈的形象。
Especially because from the sky.He dove right into the water, and the water split open and made a big splash, and they all felt themselves purified by that splashing water.
尤其是呢哈，这个猪的话呢哈，这个主的化身呢哈，那么他潜到呢哈这个海底部啊哈，这个宇宙底部的水里面的时候呢，他 他那个水哈铺陈起来呀、啊，哦，那么洒到那半神哈、哦，他们都觉得哈、哦、受到净化。
And that big boar was Krishna's boar incarnation called Lord Varaha.
那么这就是呢哈主的一个化身哈，这个雄猪化身哈 Varaha 哈这个化身呢这个显现。
So he dove into this water of devastation at the bottom of the universe.
哦，那么他就进入了毁灭之水哈，就是呢在宇宙底部的哈这个深部了啊，潜进去了。
And he lifted up the earth on his tusk.
他用他的獠牙的话呢哈，将这个地球呢哈，就是说呢。
And he brought it up to the surface.
然后呢，把它呢哈顶到呢哈这个呢水的这个表面啊上面。
So you might ask, but why did he have to take the form of a boar?
那我们就问哈，为什么主要采取这个雄猪的形象呢哈，一头猪的形象。
Because a boar, is always smelling things in dirty places.
因为猪的话呢，总是去呢哈一些脏的地方哈去那闻哈，到处嗅啊。
So in that way, he searched out the earth at the bottom of the devastating water.
所以呢，实际上呢，哈，主的话呢，哈，在毁灭之水里面呢，哈，寻找哈这个地球。
So one lesson that we've already learned is that whenever there's any problem, we meditate deeply on Guru and Krishna, and especially Guru, and then he makes all kinds of wonderful things happen through us.
所以呢，我们也同样的哈，有一个这里面有个教导，就是说呢，我们如果遇到什么困难哈，一些困境的时候呢，要去冥想哈，咕噜和 Krishna， 那么他们会做一些安排哈，是非常奇妙的啊，会调整。
So in the middle of the Lord's carrying the earth on his tusks.
那么当那主呢哈撩起呢哈这个地球的时候，在獠牙上啊。
A giant demon, who was wearing gold and helmets and jewelry.And a very shiny garments, who was as big as the Lord, came to kill the Lord.
那么这时候呢，有一个恶魔哈，就是说呢，全身打扮的哈，就是说珠光宝气的哈，那个黄金做的哈，这个头盔啊，还有臂链哈等等呢，也跟主的形态哈相反哈，就是说身材哈相反的很大的。那么这时候呢哈，攻击呢啊这个瓦拉哈的化身。
And this demon.His name was Hiranyaksha.
那么这个恶魔的名字呢，叫 Hiranyaksha.
And he was the brother of Hiranyakashipu, the father of Prahlad.
那么这个恶魔的话呢，就是 Hiranyakashipu 哈，就是那 Prahlad 大军的这个父亲啊，这只恶魔的哈这个兄弟来的啊。
And the way he was born was that his mother wanted to have sex life at a wrong time. She was just very lusty, and she wanted to compete with her sister.Who already had sons and she didn't.
那么这个恶魔哈是怎么出生呢？这两只恶魔呢？是他的母亲哈，就是这个他的母亲啊，哦 ，is Aditi.
Oh, her name was Diti, and her sister's name was Aditi.
哦，这个恶魔的母亲呢叫 Diti 哈，她呢，为了跟她的姐妹哈竞争呢，她姐妹呢已经有孩子了，她还没有，所以她呢在一个不恰当的时间的话呢，哦，她就过了这个性生活哈。她很有这个色欲起的后呢，哦，就跟她的丈夫呢，哈，过了这个性生活。
So she seduced her husband into having sex life with her.
所以她呢，哈，诱使她的这个丈夫的话呢，哈，与她在不恰当的时间呢，哈，进行这个性生活。
And two great demons were born, Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu.
因此呢，从她的哈腹中的话呢，哈，就诞生了这两个恶魔哈 ，Hiranyaksha 和 Hiranyakashipu.
And when they were born, the whole universe became black and started raining pus.And stool and bones.
那么哈，当这两个恶魔哈，据说呢，他们出生的时候呢，整个宇宙都是一片黑暗哈，而且呢。
And trees began falling, and jackals began howling.
哦，那个豺狼哈在嚎叫哈，还有天上的哈有些屎尿哈，就是就是脏的东西哈，就血啊，都是呢哈，就是说呢，掉下来啊。
And at that time, also the demigods approached Brahma. And he told them what happened.
那么在这他们两个出生的时候的话呢，半神人也去呢哈。请示呢，布拉玛哈就告诉他哈，这个宇宙里面发生的这些境况。
So this demon now came to kill the Lord.
所以这个恶魔呢，现在呢哈，在这里守候了哈，就说呢，准备呢哈。
So it shows when it's bad weather, it's because demons are being born.
If it's bad weather.
When the weather is bad, it's because demons are being born.
所以呢，如果气候哈天气啊很糟糕的时候，实际上是意味着哈有恶魔出生。这胖胖的说的，就是说如果有些哈 ，also earthquake all these things。
Yeah, anything bad.
任何不好的东西哈，就像那个些大自然的一些灾难哈等等的，意味着有些哈不祥之人哈或恶魔哈出生了。
Is that you?
Huh?
Winter is time when demons are born,
often. 他问你一个问题哈，说冬天啊。 这个天气那么冷哈，那是不是恶魔都出生在冬天？
In severe weather. But this was really severe.
哦，但是这里面讲的一种极端的哈，一种气候环境哈，不是说自然的哈。
Yeah, tornadoes. Yeah.
像海啸啊，地震啊哈，洪水啊，那些就是很极端的一些气候变化。
雪灾、沙尘暴。
嗯。
好像以前没有沙尘暴。
现在是啊。Dust storm. Also, simple activities also bring.
And also, it's coming to for the material nature. It's like the warden of the prison to punish all the people who are sinful.
那么这也是哈，这种大自然的哈，这种天灾实际上也是作为一种惩罚，啊，一些罪恶啊，罪人的惩罚，因为他们行恶太多了。
So he hurled his mace. He was abusing the Lord and hurling his mace.And Varaha just caught it and handed it back to him to totally embarrass him.
What mace?
Mace means a club.
哦，那么这个恶魔的话呢，开始呢哈咒骂主哈，就开始哈口出狂言哈咒骂主，然后呢把他的棒锤哈就是说呢啊锤过去，那么主呢就啊就把他呢接住了啊，最后呢还给他，也在羞辱他。
And he tried to get Lord Varaha in one of those locks that the wrestlers do. What do you call it?
Headlock.
A headlock.Yeah, you try to like lock him in, like the wrestlers do.
Oh, what's that? Oh, 讲的哈就说，讲的就是说用那个手哈就把那主的哈就说呢哈扣住他的哈这个就是想卡住他啊。
You can't get out of the headlock.
And Lord Varaha immediately just appeared right outside of it because he's God. He can do anything.
那么哦，瓦尔哈的话呢哈就从他的这个哈就是说这种捆绑里面的哈就是跳就是不跳出来，他就好像转了一个哈地方啊。哦，显现在另外一个地方，从这地方消失了。
And then finally, because the demigods were praying to the Lord to please do something.
最后呢，哈，因为他打了很多回合啊，哈，打了激战很多回合，那半神人在激战。
The universe was in such a turmoil.
啊，因为整个宇宙已经呢，哈，就进入混乱之中了，就激战。
He just slapped him on his ear, and he died, and he died.
后来半神人呢祈祷呢，哈，主呢，哈，就是说呢，把他立即哈就处理掉了，哈，所以呢，他呢，哈，一拳给他，然后呢，他就。打到他的脸哈，他就死掉。
And that's what made Hiranyakashipu so angry.
那么这个哈，这个行为的话呢哈，因为他兄弟死掉了，那么呢也令到呢 Hiranyakashipu 的话呢很愤怒啊，这个他的另外一个好兄弟。
And all of Hiranyakashipu's family members were all lamenting.
那么整个 Hiranyakashipu 哈这个家族的话呢哈，都为此的话呢哈而呢哈在哀伤啊。
So then he was determined to destroy Vishnu.
因此的话呢哈，他呢哈下定决心要毁灭哈，要摧毁呢。要杀死 Vishnu 啊！
But it's interesting because Hiranyakashipu told a very interesting story.
Instruction to the wild.
Yeah, instruction.
那么在瓦塔里面哈，有一段的话呢，提到了 Hiranyakashipu 的话哈，对他的妻子哈，对瓦拉哈，就是对那个恶魔利用 Hiranyakasha 的啊这个妻子的话呢，说了一段很有教诲意义的话。
He said once there was a king, and the king was very valorous, and he went out in battle, and he got smashed into pieces.
他说呢哈，如果一个国王哈，他很英武啊哈，很英雄哈，那么在战场上的哈，被人呢，就是说粉身碎骨的哈，就是说战场。
He was trying to be valorous, but you know, and bite his lip. That's how he was stuck when he was dead.
哦，但是呢，他死的时候呢，最后被死的时候，最多呢，只能是咬着牙哈，最英武了，就是说呢，也是要死的了哈。但是呢，这就是他的英雄。
And he was all broken and bloody.
可能他就是血肉模糊哈，被人呢。
And his wives were so attached to the body.
哦，但是呢哈。
They were holding the body on their lap and lamenting.
这些妻子们哈，就是呢，很就是说。
Oh, husband, how could you do this to us?
哦，就为这个国王的哈战死沙场的话呢而悲伤哈，说哦你怎么能这样哈对待我们
？So the thing is, if somebody dies and they're not buried or burned.Then they become a ghost. They can't go to their next destination.
但是呢哈，他们按照他们传统来说的话呢，就说呢，如果一个人死掉哈，如果不立即哈，就是说呢，火葬掉 ，fire burn、huh? 是 burn it.
Yeah, best to burn it.
就是说最好呢要烧掉这个尸体哈，不然的话呢，他就变成鬼魂了哈，他就没法去投生。
But they were too attached to do that.
但是呢哦，因为这个国王死掉的话呢哈，这个妃子哈，这些妻子们的话呢哈，因为太依附了哈，就没有做这个葬礼。
So a young boy came to help them.
那么这时候呢哈，有一个小孩子哈，
Very young.
很年轻的哈，小孩子的话呢过来。
And who was that young boy?
那么孩子是谁呢
？He was Yamaraj himself, the god of death.
就是呢哈，阎罗王本人哈，化身为一个小孩子呢，来把劝服他哈。
Why did he come as a young boy? Because young boys are allowed everywhere.
哦，为什么以呢哈小孩子的形象来呢哈？因为小孩子呢能够呢哈各地方都可以去哈，没有人哈就是对他有戒心啊防心。
So he told them how foolish they were to be attached to dead matter.
所以呢，这时候呢哈，这个小孩子呢哈开始呢哈就是说呢啊，给出他的这个啊教训示哈，说呢哦依附这个身体的话是非常愚蠢的。
And he told them that they're about as intelligent as cat as a cow.
对，那么他说呢哈，你们的这个智慧呢哈像一头
Why?
母牛一样。
Because when the milkman wants to milk the cow, but they've already taken the calf and killed it for meat.
嗯，那么当哈一个呢哈挤牛奶哈，就是养牛场的人哈，挤牛奶的人的话呢，哦，他们把那个小牛犊哈拉去了哈，把它杀掉了哈，去吃掉了。
And now the cow's not going to give milk.
这时候呢
so they bring the dead calf.
嗯。
And lay it in front of the cow.
母牛呢已经不能产奶了，因为没有小牛仔，哦，没有牛犊，所以呢他们就把那哈死的牛呢。死牛犊的话呢，放到这个母牛啊，这个旁边。
And then the cow thinks, "Oh, my baby is here," so she starts licking the body of the dead calf and starts giving milk.
哦，这个母牛的话呢，哈，说呢，哈，我的孩子在这里哈，它开始舔这个孩子哈，已经死的牛哈，那么呢，它的奶呢也会出来一点。
So Yamaraj told so many things like this to the queens, and they finally became detached and let the king go.
所以呢，哈，这个阎罗王这个化身的话呢，哈，就对这个皇妃们哈说了很多话了。哦，很多这种啊训示，那么呢，最后他们哈真的是放下了，哦，让这个国王哈继续他的啊这个行程，就走了啊离开。
Yamaraj is always very busy punishing so many demons.
阎罗王哈总是忙于呢哈去惩罚了很多哈这些恶魔。
You can just look anywhere you go in the streets, and you see the skinned chickens hanging, and the fish, and the lobsters, and the crabs.
那时候你大家好。
Oysters.
哦，那看到呢，就是说呢，到街上就到市场去看了很多哈，这些鸡呀、啊、哈、鸭、猪啊哈，挂在那里哈，就说呢哈，被人杀掉了哈，挂在那里卖的。
Then you look at the people, you know that's where they're going to go in a few years.
然后你看一下周围的人哈，就知道呢，这也是他们未来哈几年啊，就他们什么时候死，就是什么时候呢要去的地方。
I think the next book that I distribute, I'm going to tell people.That you should help our mission because we're saving people from becoming lobsters.
Lobster.
You don't know what a lobster is?
The red crabs.
Red
crabs. They're like this big.
And they have these claws.
They have them in expensive restaurants. Big red, hard things.
And they have these two big fat.
Big red.
You must know lobsters in China.
Lobster means.
That ruined the joke.
what do you mean?
It looks like a big crab.
It's like a long red
long,
crab.
Long, skinny red body.
They boil them for a long
and they,
time.
And they sound like a siren when they're
alive,
boiling.
They scream.
Mm. Expensive restaurants, they...
Like the red one?
Yeah,
except covering? Like
yeah.
It looks like it's covered by a shell.
Oh, yeah, I know this one. The one kind of crab.
Yeah.
Okay.
You finished?
I didn't catch the first part. Stop them from becoming a...
The next time I go and distribute a book to somebody, I'll say, so give a donation, because our movement is saving people from becoming lobsters.
下次哈就派那些素食的这些书哈，就说呢，我们的运动的话呢哈，去呢哦，让那个人哈来世不要做大龙虾，就被人在餐馆里面煮的红红的，就给人吃的哈，就说。
So Krishna wants us to know his greatness.
所以呢 ，Krishna 在这篇章里面呢，哈，树立他的神性的伟大一面，哈，就是说让我们知道他的伟大。
And he tells Arjuna in this fourth chapter that anybody who understands in truth the transcendental nature of my birth and appearance.
他说了哈，如果任何人知道我超然的显现和我的哦这个呢，就隐迹啊，活动。
Upon leaving his body.He never has to take birth in this material world, but he attains my abode.
那么这个人的话，明白我的超然显现和活动的人哈，那么他们呢，离开这个躯体之后呢，哦，永远呢哈不会重返这个世界。
Being free from attachment, fear, and anger, many persons in the past have achieved perfection and attained me.
他说呢哈，免除呢哈这个呢愤怒啊，哦恐惧呀、啊、和依附，很多哈过往的很多人的话呢，也因此的话呢哈到达我。
And then, very interesting, Krishna says a very important verse.
那么这里面哈 ，Krishna 提到一个很重要的一个细节哈。
As they surrender unto me. What is it?
Ordinary.
As all surrender unto me, I reward them accordingly.
他说呢哈，依据呢哈，众人哈皈依我的这个程度了哈，我相应的呢哈回应他。
Everyone follows my path in all respects.
每个人呢哈，都众人呢都在各个方面哈都跟随我。
Well, why does Krishna say that everybody follows my path when obviously they're becoming lobsters and things? Huh?
那为什么哈 ，Krishna 在这里面说哈，每个人都跟随他呢哈？实际上是人的话呢根本没有在跟随啊，不然的话呢很多人都不会下身投身为啊动物啊大龙虾了，就说呢为什么他说呢每个人都在跟随。
Because some people are on the path going backwards, but they're all controlled by Krishna's rules and regulations of his universe.
但是的话，虽然的话每个人哈有不同方向的走向哈，有的往后退，有往前走，但是实际上他们都在呢 Krishna 这个哈物质宇宙的这个定律之内的哈，都在控制之内的。Also follow me also means that we are.
They follow my illusory energy if they don't follow me directly.
也就是说呢，这些人
they're all under control, my control.
这些人如果不跟随 Krishna 的话呢，就跟随 Krishna 的能量，始终还是在跟随他。
Because Krishna explains later on in the ninth chapter that the whole material nature is working under my direction.
因为呢 ，Krishna 在呢第九章里面提到了哈，整个物质自然的话在我的哈掌控之下的。
Producing all moving and all non-moving beings.
产生的各种动与不动的这个生物体。
And by its rule, everything is created and annihilated again and again.
根据这个规律的话呢，这个生物体一次又一次的被创造和毁灭。
Just as a shadow follows the real thing, so the illusory Maya follows Krishna's will.
所以的话呢，就像一个影子会跟着这个实物走。那么呢 ，Krishna 这个 Maya 这个假象能量同样也是跟随 Krishna。
So how do you get out of the whole thing？
所以怎么脱出这一切呢？
There's a verse in the 11th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam which Shasanti will sing。
那么在呢圣典薄伽瓦坛第十一篇里面呢有一个师姐提到了。
Bhayam dvitiya vinibheshitasya ishadapetasya viparjayosmriti。Tanmaya sam buddhirabhachetam bhaktyai kajesam guru devatatma. Even though Krishna is one without a second,
尽管 Krishna 被称为独一无二，
the living entity is situated in the region between the material and spiritual world.
那么呢这个生物体的话呢位于呢这个灵性与物质世界的这个中间的区域。
Who, despite our constitutional nature being a servant of Krishna eternally,
他呢就是说呢，尽管呢他的永恒身份呢是 Krishna 的仆人。
We turned away from Krishna and looked towards Maya.
却背转了 Krishna 望向了 Maya.
Meaning that which is not.
也就是说 ，Maya 的意思呢，就是呢那个不是真的。
Something seems to be and it isn't.
看起来好像是真的，似是而非。
As soon as we look in her direction, she immediately grabs us.
当我们望向那个方向的时候呢，玛雅立即呢，把我们呢，就抓住。
And puts us in a jail.
把我们呢，投入一个监狱。
Made of two bodies, gross body and subtle body.
这个监狱呢，是由两个身体构成，一个粗糙的身体和一个呢，精微的身体。
And then gives us all kinds of miseries.
因此呢，因为这个躯体覆盖的话呢，给我们各种痛苦。
So what's the way out?
所以呢，怎么出去
？One should engage in unalloyed service of the Lord under the guidance of the spiritual master.
那么必须哈在灵性导师的指点下呢，去从事然后纯粹的奉爱服务。
Who he should accept as his worshipful deity？
而这一位灵性导师的话呢，要接受为呢，值得崇拜的神像。
And who is more intimate than his own atma？
而呢，这一位灵性导师呢，也是呢，比我们自己的灵魂呢，跟我们更亲的。
And on that note, we come to one of the most important verses in the Bhagavad Gita。
那么这样子我们就看到去到了这个国家梵歌最重要的其中一个世界。
Just try to learn the truth, though, Arjuna.
Oh, Arjuna, 你要学会学习这个真理。
By approaching a bona fide self-realized spiritual master.
通过呢去靠接近呢一位呢自我觉悟的这个呢灵性导师。
Inquire of him submissively.
顺从的向他呢询问。
Render service unto him.
向他呢做出服务。
And he will impart knowledge unto you.
他会授你真
知。Because he has seen the truth.
因为他已经见证过真理。
What is the truth? Is that a good question?
那么什么是真理呢？这是不是一个问
题？ I'm just asking you, what is the truth?
什么叫真理？
Did I ask you a good question?
这个问题啊，好不好？到底回答一下，什么叫真理？
No, I didn't. Because I should have asked, who is the truth?
我们应该问哈，谁是真理？
The absolute truth, the source of all relative truths, is a person.
实际上呢，真理哈，它是一个人格啊，人物，一个人。
So, when it says that the spiritual master has seen the truth,It means that he has seen Krishna.
如果讲哈
，Vrindavan playing on the lap of his mother.
那么这个讲到哈，灵性导师哈，这样一位觉悟的灵魂的话呢，他见证过真理。这个见证哈，这个见过的话呢，意味着呢哈，他见过 Krishna.
And what happens when one receives the truth from the bona fide guru?
那么呢哈，当一个人从一个哈纯正真真实无为的灵性导师那里哈，接到这门真理的时候呢，会发生什么事情呢
？The santi will sing the answer.
这有个师姐啊。
Which means loud. Having obtained real knowledge from the bona fide spiritual master,
never fall down again into illusion.
One will never fall down again into illusion.
他说呢哈，一个人一旦呢哈从这样一个灵性导师那里接受这种真理的话呢，他永远不会坠入幻觉。
Why not?
You'll see that all living entities are part of me, or in other words, they are mine.
他会看到呢，所有众生的话都是我的一部分哈，他们都属于我的。
And then we find a corollary verse in the Isopanishad.
在呢哈这个至尊奥义书哈里面也讲到一个
师姐。Which says that one who sees Every living entity as part of the Lord.
也就是说呢哈，一个人呢将所有众生哈看作呢至尊主的哈一部分。
And everything in relation to the Lord.
一切呢哈与主相关的。
And who sees the supreme Lord in all beings.
也在呢哈这个众生之中呢看到主。
Never hates anyone or anything.
也永远不会憎恨某人某事。
And there's no illusion or anxiety for him.
对于他来说呢没有幻觉也没有呢忧虑。
If I'm in anxiety, what's the cause?
如果呢一个人比如说我呢处在这个忧虑忧心忡忡这个原因是什么
Anxiety is caused by a sense of incompleteness.
那么呢忧虑呢是因为我们的感官的不完美。
In any area.
就是说呢我们某个区域的这个感官呢不完整的话呢
Something's amiss, something's lacking.
比如说呢有的东西好像不对头了有哪个地方缺了少环了少了一个环节了。
So what is that sense of incompleteness due to?
那么呢这一个呢感官的不完整是什么原因呢
？It's due to incomplete knowledge of the complete whole.
那是因为呢我们呢对完整的这个整体的话呢没有完整的知识，所以我们显得呢这个就是说呢在感官方面很不完美。
The Supreme Lord is perfect and complete.
与至尊主的话呢 是完美的。
The Supreme Lord is perfect and complete. And because he is completely perfect, so many complete units emanate from him, like this phenomenal world.
那么这个奥义书里面这个师姐就讲到了这个至尊的整体的话呢它是呢完美和呢完整的。那也因为它的这个完美和完整的话呢所有来源于它的这个个体都也是呢完美的圆满的。
Like this world is complete. You don't have to import sunshine or water. It has everything.
这个世界的话呢，它是完整的齐聚所有东西的不需要呢去呢这个太阳光要进口而是东西全。
And Govinda, you will help me out here. Although so many complete units emanate from him, he's so complete that he remains the complete balance.
也就是说呢这个呢整体的话呢尽管有无量的这个这个单元体就是说个体的话呢从它里面流眼而出但是呢它依然保持它的完整性。
Can you imagine a sun that got colder every day because it emanated so much sunshine?
所以我们能够想象太阳呢因为它每天发射这么多光它会呢变冷吗
？Of course not.
不会的。
I remember when I was a new devotee. I mean, I haven't become a devotee yet, but remember when I firstI'm waiting to become a new devotee.
当我最初还没完全成为奉献者的时候就很新的时候。
I remember when I first joined Prabhupada in 1966.
在1966年第一次呢就加入帕帕德的这个运动。
And he was before you were born, Kamala?
Of course.
Or it was two lives ago.
Yeah.
So,
在康瓦拉出生之前，不是两，四十天。
So anyway, so he was always very encouraging to us new people.
帕帕德呢对新人呢很鼓励的哈，总是鼓励他们哈。
So he was giving this example of the sun, that the sunshine never diminishes.
他给了个例子，就说呢哈，阳光的话呢哈，尽管它每天发出很多哈这个光芒哈，但是呢它不会因此而缩减。
And he said, made this announcement in the class, just like Jadarani, she is painting so many nice pictures of Krishna, but she never diminishes.
他有次呢就在课堂上的时候就像 Jadarani 就是他以前的名字，帕帕的给名字，他说呢他画了很多画，但是他从来不会缩小，他不会因为画了很多画而缩水了。
He teaches us how to be encouraging to others.
所以呢他呢总是给我们例子，要我们呢去鼓励人，学会去鼓励别人，不要去挫折别人。
Why do we tell that? Alright, because of the sun. Right. He's complete even though so much heat and light emanates.
所以太阳也是一样，它是完美的完整的，那么尽管它每日呢发出很多光芒啊，但是呢它依然是保持它的这个完整性。
And Krishna remains the complete balance.
所以呢 Krishna 也好，也呢这个整体呢也保持它的这个完美的这个呢平衡。
So anyone who sees that Supreme Lord within everything, he is always free from illusion and anxiety, that sense of incompleteness.
所以任何一个人如果看到在众生之中，就是说呢看到主在里面的话呢，那么他就免于呢忧虑和呢这个呢anxiety and
which is due to the sense of incompleteness. Something's missing, something's lacking.
Free from anxiety and
Which is free from illusion and anxiety.
免除于这种幻觉和的这种呢忧虑啊。这种幻觉和忧虑呢是由什么导致呢？由于呢我们感受到一种不完满呢。
And,
因为不完满觉得缺一些东西的话呢会有这种忧虑。
And anxiety is due to a sense of incompleteness.
那么这个就是这种忧虑的话呢来源于我们感受到一种不完满。
And the sense of incompleteness is due to incomplete knowledge of the complete whole.
而这种感受到不完满的话呢，是因为呢我们没有呢对完整的这种知识。
So how can we feel complete?
所以什么时候呢我们才能感觉圆满呢？
By connection with this complete whole.
那么就与呢这个自尊圆满这个个体的话呢这个整体连接。
Just like my hand.
My hand
is complete.
我的手也是。
Complete unit.
也是一个呢完整的单元体啊。
But if this hand is cut off from my body,
如果这个手我把它砍掉
，and lying in the street,
在呢这个
，Can you imagine seeing a hand lying in the street?
在街道上躺着。
What would you do? You run away.
你看到你看到然后一个断的手在那个路上放着你是什么感觉？
So we're like that hand. When we're disconnected from Krishna, we're like these ghostly, creepy beings.
我们如果跟 Krishna 就跟 Krishna 切割开了跟 Krishna 断了线了，那么我们也像一个鬼魂一样，就是说呢，在街上放着一个手。
Even though a hand on the street looks like a hand, it doesn't function like a hand. So it's not really a hand.
这个砍断下来的手的话尽管呢放在那路上看起来像是手，但是呢它没有手的功能了。
When the hand is connected with the body.Then it functions as a hand and it's invaluable.
那么当这个手呢与这个躯体呢是连接的，那么它呢是无价的。
If anything goes wrong with my hand, if anything goes wrong with my hand,
如果我的手有问题的哈
，I'm prepared to spend millions of dollars.
我肯定要花几百万块钱救它的。
So similarly, when we're connected with Krishna, he gives his whole self.
因此的话，当我们个体跟 Krishna 连接的时候 ，Krishna 把它整体给我们，他要全面投入。
Tiny, weeny, teeny toe.
就像呢，我们也像个
so insignificant in the body.
这个小拇指小脚趾一样。
But if I stub my little weeny, teeny, tiny toe, immediately I forget everything.
但是呢，如果这个脚趾真的
Oh, my poor toe.
那我肯定要照顾它。
So Krishna is like that when we're connected with Him.
所以当我们跟 Krishna 连接的时候 ，Krishna 对我们也是这样子的尽管我们是个小拇指再微小的部分也一样。
So we'll end here because that's the end of today. And we'll continue with the fourth chapter tomorrow.
那么今天网课的话呢，上到。
And we'll ask if there's any questions or comments.
有没有问题？有没有问题？关于这个章节 ，Krishna 在这个章节树立他的自尊心他的伟大。
想问一下那个讲到的 Krishna 就是从雄猪羽绒膜作战的时候，
嗯，
应该 Krishna 是无所不能，他为什么要跟雄猪打斗那么多回合呢？
不是雄猪，他跟个恶魔，他
是
个化身。
跟恶魔，雄猪的化身跟恶魔打斗那么多回合呢？
He said why Krishna is the supreme lord, why he praised the Hiranyaksha so many rounds, you know, fighting for long time and then disturbing the universe. Why he could not just kill it? Why pray so long? Fighting. Enjoy.
Good question. And the answer to that goes back a long time.
那么这个哈回问题的这个答案的话呢哈，我们要追溯到很久很久以前呢。
Way up in the Vaikuntha planet.
那么回到哈维昆塔星宿去啊。
Govinda Priya will tell you the story.
Govinda Priya 讲这个故事啊，为什么哈要跟他这么多回合打啊？
Once, in the gates of Vaikuntha, Jayan Vijaya, the guards of Narayan's abode, were having a little chat.
那么这里面讲到 Vaikuntha 哈，这两个守卫哈，Jaya 和 Vijaya 哈，两个守门的啊，他们两个人哈，在那里呢，就是说呢，守这个哈 Vaikuntha 的门啊，在那里私交啊，交谈了。
And they were talking about Lord Narayan, and they thought, wow.Our Lord, he wants to fight, but how can we satisfy that desire for the Lord?
然后他们的交谈的内容呢，就讲到哈，这个至尊主拿拉雅的话呢，哈，想打斗哈，但是他说呢，我们怎么样子才能满足他这个心愿呢
？He likes to mock fight, just like boys.
Yeah. Like play fight.
Yeah. And exercise.
就像打斗哈，不是说那种哈。
So
像玩一样。
When they were thinking about it, Yogamaya.Krishna's special energy.
Yeah, because in Vaikuntha, who's going to fight with the Lord? Everybody worships him. Who's going to satisfy that desire and fight with him?
但是 Vaikuntha 的话呢，每个人哈都是呢哈尊崇的心态的哈，就是说呢崇拜主的哈，没有人哈可以这样哈跟他打斗哈。
Then Vrindavan, Krishna's friends are happy to fight with him.
但是在 Vrindavan 的话就不一样哈，就说呢这些呢啊牧女童呢很快乐哈跟他呢打斗啊。
What happens when Sridham fights with him, Govinda?
He wins.
And
then he pins him on the ground, and then Krishna gets so upset. He says, "No, you did not win. My nose is pointing up."
所以呢，哈，像那 Sridham 哈，这个木牛头呢，他跟 Krishna 打的时候呢，哈，总是呢，哈，能够打赢 Krishna。就像那 Krishna 有时候呢，真的是赢了哈，架在他身上了哈。那么他们也说，Krishna 也会呢，跟他们淘气的时候说呢，哈，我的鼻子哈是呢，朝上的哈，你们朝下，这是呢 Krishna 跟他们的阵容哈，逍遥。
So anyway, Jai and Vijay, they were thinking about it, and of course they can't fight with them, so they're trying to decide how to make it happen. And at that time, Yogamaya arranged for the four Kumaras to come, little five-year-old naked boys.
这时候呢哈，因为他们有这个愿望哈，想协助哈，就想让主有这个打斗的逍遥了。那么这时候呢 ，Yogamaya 哈安排了四个 Kumar 兄弟的话呢，五岁大的哈。就不穿衣服的哈，小孩子圣人来的，但是呢，化身为这种小孩子的样子，那么他来了这个地方。
And so Yogamaya made Jai and Vijay like forget who they really were.
那么呢哈，这个 Yogamaya 呢，令到呢哈 ，Jai and Vijay 这两个哈，Vaikuntha守门员的话呢，会忘记了哈，这两个哈，这四个来者是谁的哈，就忘记他们的身份。
So when the boys tried to enter the gates, Jai and Vijay said.What do you think you are? You think you can just come in and see the Lord? You're only 5 years old. You're naked. You have to perform thousands and thousands of years of austerities to come and see the Lord. You just go.
所以呢，当呢这个四库旺兄弟进来的时候呢，哈，那么加维加尔哈就是说话的就没那么好听了哈。两个人就说呢，他说呢，你们以为你们是什么哈？就是说呢，只不过是五岁大的小孩子哈。很多人要做很多年的苦修啊哈，才能够进入 Vaikuntha。你们就这么随随便便就可以进来吗？哈，你们走吧。
And so because the four Kumaras are actually great sages and they're thousands of years old,they cursed Jai and Vijay to become demons.
所以呢哈，实际上呢，这四位圣哲的话呢哈，虽然他只是五岁那么样子哈大，但实际上他们已经呢哈不知道多少千岁了就是说他们是很老的年纪很就是说呢很大的，而且呢是大圣者，所以他们诅咒这两个呢守门人成为恶魔。
So they were also in tune with the whole scheme of Yogamaya.
所以这个圣人当然他们有这种诅咒的话呢，也是因为这个 Yogamaya 的一个安排
And so they became three Then the Lord came. Yeah, oh. Then the Lord came, yeah, and he said, okay, well, you can decide between being a my devotees for 7 lifetimes or my demon. Or
所以呢，后来主呢哈出来后调和了哈这个事情呢，那么他们就有个选择了哈，说呢，你们是啊想三世为魔哈，还是七世呢哈为奉献者，嗯，就给他们选择。
And so they chose demons because they wanted to come back sooner as well.
那么这两个哈守门人的话呢哈，加尔比加尔的话呢就是选择了啊成为恶魔哈三世啊，因为他们想快点回来啊。
And even though they became demons for 3 lifetimes, simultaneously they were still there in Vaikuntha as guards.
哦，那么实际上呢，他们尽管的话投身下来哈做恶魔了，但是呢，实际上他们也还是在那地方守门的，这是可惜的。
They became Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha.
因此呢，他们成为哈有一世的话成为 Hiranyakashipu 和 Hiranyaksha.
Shishupal and Dantavakra in Krishna's.
在 Krishna 小时光里面成为呢 Shishupal 和
Dantavakra、
嗯、
and then in Ram Lila they became Ravan and Kumbhakarn、
啊、那么在那哈 Rama 主 Ram 的小时光里面呢成为那哈
Kumbhakarn
和那哈这个呢 Ravana、啊、三世
We got to fight, it's time
Jagannathan
Oh yeah, I'm Jagannathan
In increasing the lifetime
That's
of
like the secret pastime.
Oh, Jagannatha.
Yeah, because Krishna's a secret all the time. I mean, Mahaprabhu.
哦，那是他秘密的一段逍遥哈，就说呢，因为 Mahaprabhu 这个是一个隐蔽的化身。
Remember Jagannatha from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes?
哦，记得 Jagannatha。
嗯 ，Yeah. So that's the same.Gatekeepers of Vaikuntha who became his demon Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu.
这也是呢哈，这一个呢哈 ，Jaya 和 Vijaya.
Even though they forgot, because otherwise they couldn't fight, they had to forget that they were his servants.
哦，那么他们要忘记哈，他们是作为神的仆人哈，这个身份要忘记才能够打的。
But still, they satisfied his desire of playing fighting.
那么哈，但是呢哈，依然的话呢哈，他满足了主的哈这个呢。啊，玩乐型的打斗啊，这个人的愿望。
So that's why he played around.
因此的话呢，他跟主呢打斗了很多回合啊。
Any other question?
嗯哼。
You could have just
squashed him.
就是那个
成
就地球的那个地球的那个行军和跟这个打斗的这个行军是不是一个行军？
你就在这段逍遥时光里面。
啊，我不晓得，反正有两，主有两个行军。
他种族化上有很多的。
啊？
He said there's many avatars, like bull avatars. You know, he mentioned in Going Beyond Vaikuntha, as Buddha, they mentioned, Buddha mentioned like several bull avatars.
Two, a white one and a red one.
那么基本上熊族化身呢，有主要的两个，一个是红的，一个是白的。啊。This one is red. 这个是红的啊。这个熊猪是红的化身啊，这个红颜色的，还有一个白颜色的那个熊猪化身啊，主要有几个的哈，在《超越维昆塔》这本书里面讲到。那么这个呢是 said this boar is the one who take the earth out and then fighting with him the same， 是同一个啊，
同一个。
And this one for the sacrifice is like plowing the earth， plowing the earth。Plowing the earth because earth is like crop, you know, is could not produce very crops. So the Lord take this this four incarnation plow. This one custom like Guru mentioned in the going being. Mm-hmm. Oh, watering to see.
Oh yeah. Prasanthi is going to write down.The prayer for, that we say, the mantra that we say when we water Tulsi.
Oh, okay. You want to say?
Can you say that?
Right.
Can you translate?
Yeah, yeah. 那么待会的话呢，就是把身体会写下那个哈浇图拉喜树啊，这个图拉喜的这个这个浇水的这个曼陀罗。
All activities that we perform in devotional service reach their fruition when they're accompanied by mantra.
像我们在奉爱哈，这个呢，修习过程中任何一个活动哈，都应该呢哈，伴随着曼陀罗才能达到完满。
Just like we don't just put silently put a plate on the altar, but we have a bunch of mantras to say.
就像我们哈，不是说呢哈，做了饭哈就是这样哈，悄无声息的哈，把那个饭放在那神像面前就行了，而是有曼陀罗哈伴随着这个活动。
And when we're worshiping Radha and Krishna, we sing the evening arti to Radha and Krishna.
就像我们做灯仪哈，也会唱哈，晚上灯仪也好哈，白天吉祥灯仪也好，都是唱歌。
And then we have obeisances mantras to Guru.
还有呢哈，对 Guru 的顶拜的时
候。So every activity has its corresponding mantra.
所以每个活动呢都有相应的哈这个曼陀罗。
So when we water Tulsi, we say this particular mantra.
所以呢，当我们哈这个呢给 Tulsi 浇水的时候呢，也有特定的曼陀罗。摘叶子的哈也有。
So you'll all get copies of that.
好，那么每个人都可以到时候抄一下啊。
Any one last question?
还有没问题的？最后一个问题了。
That's very meaningful. Any doubts? Any confusion?
或是有没有疑问的哈？混乱的地方啊，理清楚啊。How can we understand the, like the devastation water?What's that like? Is water is liquid or what kind of, you know, it's like our water or gas or some, you know, what's that? Well, how can you understand this analogy of the scripture? You say water, fire, you know, milk, ocean. Is really milk or what kind of things it is?
There's, oh, can you say that?
我说呢，这个宇宙这个，他说毁灭之水哈，这个是怎么想象呢？它真的是液态的吗？还是某种气体？还是某种状态哈？还有呢，牛奶之阳啊，我们说牛奶之阳是不是真的是牛奶还是？究竟是个什么样的东西来的哈？就是我们经典里面讲到很多这种，讲的这种词语啊，用了这些词嘛，毁灭之水呀、啊、哈，水呀、啊，海洋啊，究竟是什么样子的
？Prabhupada explained that there are seven oceans in the material universe.
那帕帕德解释的哈，在物质的这个宇宙里面呢，有七个海洋的。
Like here on Earth, we have the ocean of salt.
在地球上呢是盐水啊。
Some place is an ocean of nectar.
有的是呢甘露之洋。
Some place is an ocean of liquor.
还有呢，有是液态的，有的地方只是液态的。
And then in the Lord's spiritual planet within this universe is an ocean of milk.
而呢哈，这个呢，主在这个物质宇宙的一个居所哈，也属于灵性的一个区域，是牛奶之洋。
You can imagine if the Lord is lying down in that milk ocean, it's not gonna, it's gonna taste a lot better.
因为我们讲到哈，经典讲到主呢躺在这个牛奶之洋哈。那么肯定这个味道肯定是比我们这个海洋要好。
You can't imagine the taste of that milk.
哦，我们不能够想象哈那个东西。
That milk is a drop from the breast milk of Mother Yasoda.
那么这个牛奶之羊哈，据说是呢哈，这个 Yasoda 妈妈哈，这个呢奶水的一点点啊点滴。
The milk ocean that Lord Kiradaksha Vishnu lies in, lying on the bed of Sheshanaga, is one atomic drop.
那么这个牛奶之羊哈，像 Kiros the milk ocean in one universe
is in a universe is one atomic drop of Mother Yasoda's breast milk.
这也是呢，就牛奶之羊哈，这个呢，海洋的话呢，是 Yasoda 妈妈哈，这个一点滴的哈，这个奶水。
So regarding the devastating water, we can't imagine what.
所以呢，我们讲到毁灭之水哈，这个呢，我们不能想象，不知道是什么样子的。
Because the Lord lies down in it, so it's some special water.
那么因为主呢，主呢 ，is the Lord also lies down in it.
He lies down in it, will cause the ocean and also the water at the bottom of the
universe. Every universe.
Yeah, that's Garbhadaksha Vishnu. Should we talk about the three Vishnu incarnations tomorrow?
明天我们是不是讲现在三个Vishnu 化身呢？有宇宙图在这里啊。
Okay, we'll discuss that at length tomorrow.
明天我们
very detailed subject.
我们提一下这个命题，明天我们提一下，就是说呢，是比较细节的哈一个东西。
So we'll start with Bhagavad Gita, and then as you said, we'll talk about some stories from the Bhagavatam. So that'll be the story about the Lord's incarnations, create, maintain, and destroy.
明天这个命题要讲的宇宙创造哈，就是主的三个化身哈，进入物质宇宙的。三个扩展啊、哦，那么这个命题明天讲，因为我们讲佛教法课也会穿插的讲这些，法堂里面各部分相关内容。
And what does it have to do with all of us in our life?
还有呢哈，这些知识究竟跟我们有什么关系？
Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari.